Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight frolics around the world. I want to dedicate this program tonight to my buddy Leon, who passed away, and I'll tell you more about him. Great, great guy, 94 years old, always having fun. Beautiful, beautiful, I believe he was Jamaican. And I'm proud that I have the honor to know him. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see, we got a great show for you tonight. We're going to have Jimmy Dinigan later with his business that he tried to start in school. Yeah, and Louis should be here. Hope our engineer gets here. Let's see, who else? Oh, we got Gleason with the dog lover episode. Put in a little Lauren Hardy. And, yeah, that's the whole show. Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. .org. Big East, Keita. Oh, the biting buzzard is here, too. And on the Keita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East, the Keita Rescue. All right. Joanne Diamond, the Keita lady. Thank her for all her help. Let's see. You need dog food, cat food? We got this place called Nobody Starves on Long Island. And my buddy Gary, 631-484-3089. All right. Hope I got the right number. That's the right number. 631. I'll have to check that number. Let me check that number. Stand by with that number. I think it's 484-3085. All right. 484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. You can find them on the social media, on the Facebook. All right. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, we salute them, we honor them. And incidentally, our hearts go out to all those involved in that conflict over there in the Ukraine, both on the Russian side and the Ukrainian side, having to deal with the horrors of war, and especially the children who have to suffer because of that. We urge both sides to turn over a new leaf and seek peace and settle your differences without violence. All right, Inner Sight and the children of the world. Let's see, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, to mention a few of them. And Go an Extra Mile for a Child, Inner Sight reminds you. Engineer, where are you? All right. Let's see what else we got. Oh, don't forget to read Able News, one of our sponsors. You'll find our ad in there about the show. Able News, the paper on and about the disabled. They got a calendar of events. They got various articles by different experts. They got, sometimes you can find items in there that you want to purchase. And if you have an event coming up, they got that calendar of events. Able News, get a free subscription online, ablenews.com. And Inner Sight, thank some of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their phone number is 880-7929 on the 631, 880-7929 SILO. All right, well, we were supposed to have an engineer. I don't know what happened to her. I think she quit. Or maybe she called in sick and I don't even know it. In any event, we have what I call, you know, and sometimes I change the name of these things, the dog lover episode. See, where the old honeymooner thing where Gleason and Norton goofing around, sitting around, and he says to and now Norton is eating some stuff that he found in the fridge. Boy, this stuff is delicious. I never tasted anything like this in my life. And Ralph comes in. He's all grumpy. How do you like that? All I ever get in the mail is bills, 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 more bills. What are you worried about, Ralph? Everybody knows what your bills are. Your gas bills, 39 cents. And by the way, you broke the old record of the Collier Brothers back in 1905. How do you know what my gas bill is? The whole building knows it. The gas company sent you a bill on a postcard, and everybody read it. What are you eating there? Oh boy, Robert, just taste this. It's delicious. Boy, Alice really outdid herself this time. Here you are. Have a swig of this. Yeah, you're right. What is that? It is good. Put that on crackers. It's like one of those hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres. You mean hors d'oeuvre. Yeah, that's it. Hors d'oeuvre. Where did you get this from? Got it from your refrigerator. Refrigerator? Wait a minute. You just gave me $1 million idea. Wow. Well, what do you mean, Rob? Put this in jars and put it up in the supermarket, and I'll be rich. Yeah, well, how are you going to do that, Rob? You gotta have money. Money. Yeah, you're right. Wait a minute. You know my boss down at the bus company, Mr. Marshall? Yeah. Well, sometimes he makes investments. Investments? You mean like that investment team there outside the Park Avenue sewer where I work? Pierce, Dean, and Investor? Yeah, but I don't mean that. I mean Mr. Marshall. Yeah, let me get some of that. Put it in this container. Tomorrow, when I go to work, I'm going to let Mr. Marshall taste this and see what he thinks. Ralph, I think you got $1 million idea in there, and boy, Ralphie, boy, this time you're going to hit it big, and well, pal of mine, you deserve it. Thank you, Norton. And you're going to be with me. But you're not going to be in charge of advertising. You're going to be the vice president. Me a veep? Oh, cut that out. Boy, we... Now, wait a minute. We got to come up with a name for this. I'll just call it the... Cranmars? What's that? I don't know. What is this? We don't know what it is. Cranmaw's Delicious Mystery Appetizer. It's an appetizer. That's what it is. Sure. Supermarkets are full of them. Somebody eats a little bit of this before they eat their meal. That's what that is, an appetizer. Boy, Ralphie boy, you got it, you hit it, and you're going to make it big. Oh, is Mr. Marshall in? Well, yes, he's in, but he's very busy, very busy. I only need to see him for a minute. I got something here I want to show him, and I want him to taste it. Well, go in, Crandon. Oh, thank you. Oh, Mr. Marshall? Yes, yes. What is it? What is it? Oh, Crandon. I'm sorry about that bus the other day. Had a little mishap about the bus with the dent in it and all that. Oh, what bus? What dent? Forget it. Oh, here you are. I scooped some of this up. My wife made a whole bowl of it, and I want you to taste it. What is it? It's an appetizer. Appetizer? Well, I don't know. I'm on a strict diet. Well, go ahead, pal. This can't hurt you. It's homemade. Just scoop it up there. Go ahead. There's plenty of crackers. This is very good. What is it? Well, it's a homemade appetizer. I'd like to get another opinion. Send Mr. Peck in here, would you please? Want me, JC? Yeah. What is that? You know what that is? Can you taste it? Yeah. It looks familiar. Smells familiar. Well, I can't be sure, but dog food. Dog food? What are you, a maniac or something? Why would my wife have dog food? We don't even have a dog. Well, I don't know. I could be wrong. Well, of course you're wrong. Well, I'll get Charlie. He knows. He raises dogs. Dog food. Imagine that. Some people are so jealous. Go ahead, pal. Eat it up. There's plenty of crackers. Charlie, you know what that is. Well, of course I know what it is. Been using it for years. It's dog food. All right. Where is it? Where's the dog? Where is that dog? The miracle I wasn't fired. Give my boss dog food. And you've never been so humiliated in all my life. We haven't even got a dog. Ralph Crandon, you're wrong. What are you talking about? Just look behind that door in the next room, behind the mystery door. Will you cut that out? Cut that out. Ah! What's that dog doing in there? That dog is getting out of here. I'm getting that dog out of here, Ralph. You can't do that. You'll break Alice's heart. Can't have a dog. Who do you think is going to walk that dog, huh? Me. Up and down in the snow and the rain and everything else. I'm not walking that dog. Get out of my way. Give me that dog with that box. Just look at the dog for a minute, Ralph. Just look right in the eyes. Put the dog in the box, Norton. Put him back in the box. Ralph Crandon, you just lost your membership to the human race. And, you know, we all know the story. He falls in love with the dog, so he takes it down to the pond, the pound, to get rid of it. And what happens is he winds up with 2, 3, 4 more dogs coming out. Did you see the rest of them? And Alice is frantically coming in, and she says, "Where's my dog?" You know, and he's coming out. He's got these dogs with him. And she says, "Ralph, what are you doing with my dog and the rest of ours?" Oh, I'm not dog, dog. It's a beautiful dog, and these are over their limit. I'll tell you about it on the way home. Come on. Ralph rescues, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 dogs. The dog lover. All right. Ralph Crandon. We apologize to all our callers tonight because our engineer is not on the air. I don't know where she is. I'm not able to operate the phones without her. So, once again, that dilemma that we find ourselves in, and indeed apologize to the audience. But these are the funnies, and we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. When he came into school and he wanted to, he tried to start his own little business. You know, when we were kids, we were always looking for little ways to make money and all that, you know. Nickel here, quarter there, you know. So, Dinigan participated in that in school. I'll tell you about that. We're going to miss Louie because there's no phones. Yeah. No calling. But let me tell you a story about my dear friend who I heard tonight passed away, 94 years old, my buddy Leon, a great, great guy, great sense of humor. And I went to a party one time. Leon was the dad of my one of the women who helped to film my television show, my dear friend Sharon. And our deepest condolences to the whole family for Leon. Sharon was a camera woman on the Inner Sight set many, many times. And her dad, Leon, was a great, great guy. So they invited me to this party. And the food was delicious. Oh, we had potato salad and all that, chicken and I think it was the summertime. I believe it was outdoor, you know. So somebody said to Leon, "Leon, you want? Would you like some more food?" And Leon says, "No, no, I'm so full." She said, "Would you like a chicken leg?" He said, "No, no, I'm so full. I couldn't even go for me wife's legs." And I thought it was so funny. I'll never forget that. And we were all laughing, you know. And he was always saying funny things, you know, and trying to. That guy always had a smile on his face. So tonight, dedicating this program, since Leon loved to laugh and make jokes and all that, dedicating the show to Leon, the dad of Sharon's dad, Leon Hutchison, by the way. I believe it's the last name. All right, Inner Sight, and we apologize once again with no phone calls. If you want to make a comment about the show, call the Inner Sight number, which is 631-224-3090. Leave a message, and we'll be able to retrieve it. And tonight is our comedy show, all right? So here we enter in with in progress with the great Laurel and Hardy. Well, Stanley, here we are again in another rut. Now, what are we going to do? We have no job, no money, no perspective in life, nowhere to go, and nothing to do. But isn't that wonderful? What do you mean, isn't that wonderful? Well, the way you're talking, we're not even supposed to be here. Will you cut that out? Why don't you help me? Well, what do you want me to do? Come up with an idea. Everything starts with an idea. Well, why don't you start with an idea? Wait a minute, I've got an idea. What? Why don't we help you lose weight? That's not an idea. That's ridiculous. Besides, what good is that? Well, you see, a fella like you who's overweight, if you can lose weight, you can show other people how to do it. I don't want to do that. Well, you see, you didn't like my idea. Have you got any? No. Let me see. Let me look through the paper here and see if there's any good stories. Oh, look at this. Ghosts have been spotted in Carahama. Cara who? Carahama. Carahama? Who's Carahama? Not who's Carahama. It's a place. Well, what's ghost got to do with us? Well, now wait a minute. It says here that people are paying big money to come and visit the ghost. What? What are you talking about? Well, you charge admission. Now, I've got an idea. We put up a big sign, see, in the window. Come and visit the ghost. $5. Are you crazy? Who's going to... What kind of a thing is that? We don't even have a ghost. Well, we do now. Don't look at me like that. I don't want to be a ghost. I'm not even dead. I want to be alive. I don't want to be a ghost. No, 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 let me be a ghost. Now, put this sheet over your head. I can't put the sheet over my head. I won't be able to breathe. Put the sheet over your head. And when somebody comes in, you go in the other room, see? The other room? Yeah. And when I give you the signal, what's the signal? The signal will be, all right. When I say all right, you start going, whoo. What'll I do if I gotta go to the bathroom? Never mind the bathroom. Then you go in the bathroom and you go, woo, 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 woo. You're the ghost. Well, that just make sure. This is crazy, Ollie, but make sure you get the $5. Will you get in that room? And I've got the sign. I'm going to put the sign up. There it is. Now. Now. Come in. Oh. Are you the one who... is this the right place to visit the ghost? Oh, yes. It's... $5. Oh. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here you are. Thank you, sir. All right. All right, what? All right. All right. Why do you keep saying all right? Where's the ghost? All right. I think I woke him up. You woke up? Who'd you wake up? The ghost. I woke up the ghost. He was asleep. Ghosts don't sleep. Well, of course they sleep. They need food and rest just like we do. What kind of a ghost needs food and rest? Are you out of your mind? A ghost doesn't exist. They're gone. They're gone, all right. All right. Woo! I gotta go to the bathroom. What'd he say? He said he's in the bathroom. The ghost is in the bathroom? Let me see that. All right. Open the door. That's the ghost. Oh, you dirty, no good bum. Give me my money back. That's not a ghost. That's a stupid moron like you. Give me that. Here's another fine mess you've gotten me into. Stupid idea. Stanley playing the ghost and get stuck in the bathroom. All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, and got to wet my whistle here. Yeah, we got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. We don't have any phones tonight. No phones. Stand by. I got to break the station. Stand by. Moment of silence. In honor of my friend Leon, stand by. All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, and let me run down the week for the show before we bring in my school buddy Jimmy Dinigan. Monday night, Matt or Glad, the show is called Monday Night, Matt or Glad. Hopefully, if we have phones, you can call in and voice anything that you're mad about or glad about Monday. Tuesday night's open mic, and where you can pick your own subject Tuesday night. Wednesday night is our nursing home show, how we're trying to pull off a miracle, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. All right. Thursday, we usually pick a subject, and we'll be doing that this next Thursday coming up. It'll be March. This week, February turns into March. All right. And I forget the title of the show for Thursday, but we'll dig that up and we'll get it to you. All right, Thursday night. And Friday's the funnies, of course, like we have tonight. Yeah, so when I was a kid, we had quite a few characters in my class. Braille class, you know, we were all blind, visually impaired, some totally blind and all that stuff. So this one guy, Dinigan, you heard me talk about him if you listen to the show, Dinigan, a little scrawny, skinny guy who, white hair, I think he was albino, and a very, very annoying person with his his pale ginger ale slogan that he went around all the time, you know, annoying people with. So this one day he comes in, he's got this big plastic bag with him. I think it was a garbage bag. And he's shaking it, you know. And Miss Ma says, "Jimmy, sit down and be quiet. Put that bag in the closet."
Yeah, I have it by my desk. I need it. It's a very important, bag.
"Jimmy, sit down." And he's shaking his bag, and you know, all these blind kids hear this.
"What is that, Jimmy? What do you got? Jimmy, be still."
And they're all getting riled up, see? And so we start doing our work, whatever it was, you know, math or the readers and all that. And Janie, it's her turn to read, you know, so.
"Go ahead, Janie, go ahead, read it, read the sentence. See Bill go. Bill runs fast. Run, Bill, run."
And then all of a sudden, Jimmy gets up. I'll never forget this. He's got this big bag, and he starts shaking it. And Miss Martha, "Jimmy, what are you doing? Anybody
want to buy popcorn? 5 cents.
And he's got all these little plastic bags in there filled with popcorn, see? And he's going around the whole classroom. "He's at 5 cents, popcorn."
"Jimmy, sit down. You can't sell things in school."
"Why not? It's like going to movies."
"It's not the movies at school. Sit down."
And he's driving, and a couple of the kids said, "Oh, I got 5 cents." And Miss Ma is having a fit up there, you know. She's freaking out, you know.
"Don't you give him any money. Jimmy, don't take that money. Sit down."
"And you're saying popcorn, pale ginger ale, 5 cents a glass, if you don't like it, I'm in your mess."
And he sold 3-4 bags of popcorn. He's shaking his bag, and finally Miss Moore had to leave the room, and she went out and got Miss Terry, see, and they both came in and they said, "Now Jimmy, give me that bag."
"Bag, it's mine, my bag. I don't touch it. I take my bag." "You know, like an old bag. I want an old bag touching my new bag."
"Jimmy, how dare you?"
He says, "I want an old bag touching my new bag." So they send him down to the principal's office. And he takes the bag with him. And we found out later on the way down he sold another 3-4 bags. I don't know, he must have made almost a dollar. You know. And Kramer, you know, we had a phone in the room then. They put in a telephone. One of those loud ringing phones, old fashioned phone with a dial, you know. And Janie used to get up all the time and say, "I gotta call my mother.
Janie, sit down."
You know. So the phone rings, and you could hear Kramer. He's all agitated and and excited. He says to Miss Martha, "Why did you send him down here, Gertie, with that popcorn? What's the matter with you? You want me to get bugs and roaches?"
And
Jimmy's by his desk, you know, you can hear him through the phone. You know,
"Mr. Kramer got roaches." And Mr. Kramer was on
Well, you buy some popcorn. The roaches like popcorn, Mr. Clear. Jimmy, shut up. Oh, and Jimmy says, you're not about to tell a child to shut up in school. That's against the law.
And he's driving him nuts. And finally, Kramer says, all right, Jimmy. Here's some change. Give me a bag of popcorn.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Kramer.
And Kramer sent them back to the classroom. And I think he finally settled down because he, I don't know if he sold all the popcorn, but he ran out of it, you know. What a riot. But that was Dinnigan. You know, it wasn't the first time kids tried to sell things in school. I mean, happened before, you know. Dinnigan, he was a real pisser, you know. All right, Inner Sight Frolic, no phones tonight. Apologize for that. Try to make it up to you on Monday. Louie can't call in. You know, got an email today from an old friend of mine, one of my fellow musicians, Joe Yanetta. And Joe, if you're listening, I apologize. We don't have the phones on. But this is the Inner Sight Frolics, the Funnies. And, Louie was going to, I don't know, he was going to sing a song tonight, you know, and he's going to sing a song from the bathroom. Yeah. Go in there, you know, all bathrooms have an echo. You ever notice that? Yeah. I guess it's the way the room is built, or maybe the tile, I don't know. But echo in the bathroom. And speaking of which, the latest fiasco from Gabriel, antique toilet seats. Oh, boy, Tony's going to hit it big with this. Antique toilet seats, get your toilet seats, antique. And he set up a makeshift toilet on his mother's lawn with a curtain around it. His uncle comes out and says, what the hell, what is that? What's that, what do you got, what's behind that curtain? That's how I demonstrate the antique toilet seats. $10, antique.
Why are they antique?
Oh, because every one of them has a print mark of an old ass.
What? What are you talking about, old ass? How do you know that?
Well, you see, all these toilet seats are inscrawled in the back, see? Like, here's one here. Jimmy Stewart sat here.
What? How do you know that Jimmy Stewart sat there?
Well, it says it right there. See? And if somebody pays the $10, you know, they can go behind the curtain and they can test the antique toilet seat. And sit on it. Maybe they feel like Jimmy Stewart. I don't know. Oh, I got a couple of them here. A couple of movie star ones. I got a Barbara Streisand one. I got Willie Nelson. I got President Roosevelt. I got all kinds of antique toilet seats. And whenever I have to go to the bathroom, I grab one and I go in there and I sit down and on the antique toilet seat. Boy, your mother's gonna hate you for this.
Wait till she gets home.
Oh yeah, well, don't tell her. Don't tell her, Uncle Billy.
I won't have to tell her. She's gonna see that big toilet in there with that curtain over it, and the fighting buzzards going around it.
The fighting buzzard antique toilet seats.
What now is this unknown big toilet? What you putting this over here crazy to overflow and make all kinds of dirty water on grass? That's no good, very unhealthy. You stupid. What you doing now?
Ma, don't worry. I'm making a good business. $10 for an antique toilet seat.
What? What is this antique?
Oh, that means an old toilet seat that somebody famous sat on.
Somebody famous sit on this toilet seat? How you know this?
Oh, look, it says it right in the back. See, here's one, President Bill Clinton's toilet seat antique, $10.
You're crazy. You can't put it. How do you flush this toilet?
Oh, you don't have to flush it. It goes right in the earth.
Ah, please, it's smelling. What is that stink now smell here? Woo! Woo! Now they're going to call the police. You're going to get in trouble.
Well, maybe the police will buy an antique toilet seat.
All right. What's going on here? Oh, no, not you again. What are you doing here?
I started a little business so I can be a taxpayer.
Taxpayer? You're driving everybody nuts. And what's that toilet doing out here on the lawn? What is this?
Well, the every toilet needs a seat.
No kidding. I never would have known that and you didn't tell me. What are you talking about?
Well, every toilet needs a seat. And that's why I got an antique seat.
Antique seat? What are you talking about? You're a maniac.
Look, I got all kinds of toilet seats from famous people. Look, Joe, you want to buy one?
Buy one? I'm here to give you a ticket and run you in. What are you talking about?
But, Joe, these are all famous people. Look, here's one from the King of England.
King of England.
1778.
Let me see that. 1778, King of England sat here on the throne. That's where it came from. The idea when they say somebody's on the throne, that's where it came from.
King Philip, 1778. King Philip's throne on the toilet. In his sight.
Antique toilet seats. What a crazy idea. All right.
You never know what's going to happen next on this show.
Anyway,
We apologize to our audience. No phones tonight. And once again, my deepest condolences to the Hutchison family, my good friend Leon, my buddy, and his daughter and her sisters and his wife. You know, he survived by his wife. And this show tonight, dedicated to the memory of Leon. And if we can get Sharon on maybe during the week, we'll tell you more about Leon and his life. And he always had a job. And one thing about Leon, never stopped working. I'm the same way. I believe that. Just keep on trucking, you know. Keep on moving, you know. Keep that blood going. Yeah. Circulation. The circulatory system must flow. Yeah, it said the great composer Puccini wrote music to the circulation of the blood. And you know, when you sing his opera, his arias and all that, you could feel that. You could feel that your blood is moving through your body, and you know. So keep it going, world. You know. Don't ever give it up. Remember, people were meant to live forever. But in this crazy world, you can't make it because they ruined it. Ruined the air, the water, and all that stuff. But you gotta laugh through it. All right. Inner Sight. We're supposed to have a Louis on tonight, but we missed we don't have an engineer, so we missed the phones. Yeah, Louis was going to sing a song. Let me see if I can. Sometimes I can imitate Louis, you know. Anybody out there like to hear me imitate Louis? Well, you don't really have any choice because you can't call me on the Inner Sight blog talk radio line right now, but he was going to sing San Francisco to all the girls. And Louis liked that show on Saturday night on Channel 20. By the way, we're on 20, 7:30 Thursday night, and we're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday nights. It's all reruns right now till they open up the studio. Anyway, Louis, one of his favorite songs is that old Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. In my home, Louis Rivera. And I'm ending up on me, and all on me, when I come home to you, San Francisco. Your golden sun will shine for me. Well, I'm sorry if I didn't do it too good. I mean, Louis's a lot better. He sounds worse. But I love him, man. He's a cool guy. All right? And we'll try to get him on next week, if we can ever straighten out our engineer. 850 New York. Frolic, Inner Sight. And want to tell you about our, just to get a little serious here for a minute, tell you about our nursing home show Wednesday night. We've set a tentative date to try to pull off a demonstration to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Saturday, September 17th of this year. 17 September, Saturday, from 11 to 2, location to be announced. And we're reaching out to try to get support, sponsors, and agencies involved, individuals, whoever would like to see this dream come true. We don't need nursing homes. And I don't think, I believe 98% of the disabled population don't want them. So September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2, make a note of it, and we'll give you more information as we get it. All right, Inner Sight Frolics. And to New York, right here. So we want to thank everybody for listening. Hope you had a little fun. You know, you hear about the Chinese lady who went to the eye doctor, and the doctor's examining her, and he says, oh, my dear, you have cataracts. She said, no, I don't have a cataract. I have a Lincoln Continental. Thought that was kind of cute. Friend of mine told me that. You know. And you know the one about the U-boat, of course. A couple of Italian guys hanging out. You know, Giuseppe and Rodolfo. And boat comes up in the river, and Giuseppe says, hey, Rodolfo, ain't that a U-boat? Rodolfo says, no, that's a no on my boat. Maybe that's a U-boat. You know, everybody know what a U-boat is. It was an old submarine, German submarine. So they made a joke out of it. That's not my boat. Maybe it's a U-boat. Inner Sight. All right, we could use some good jokes on this show. Anybody got any good jokes, email them. InnerSight@pmfemale.com. And I'll try to pick them up and get them on the air, you know. Good jokes. I got a riddle for you. What has four wheels and flies? Nobody can ever get the answer. Well, some people know it, but most people don't know the answer to this riddle. Four wheels and flies. All right. I'll give you a couple of minutes. You search for the answer, you know. Well, you know, when we were kids, there was another one. Why'd the moron throw the clock out the window?
He wanted to see time fly.
That's right. See? Somebody knew that. Thank you. The biting buzzard maybe knows it. Yeah. Oh, four wheels and flies? What has four wheels and flies? Simple. The garbage truck. All right, Inner Sight, and we hope you had a little fun. Apologize for not having the phones available. No fault of mine. Want to blame somebody? Blame the Blog Talk Radio for doing a half-assed job. They'll let me know when the prompts are reporting a minute, 30 seconds, 10 seconds, but they won't let me know when there's a phone call. What kind of a thing is that? Oh, next Thursday's show, I got the title, Just Because There's a Democracy, That Doesn't Mean You Have Freedom. Yeah, we're going to talk about that next Thursday, we have a 4-point pot on that show, and we're going to explain to you, which is going to be a new idea for a brochure that InnerSight's coming up with. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a little fun, and whatever you do, don't buy any antique toilet seats unless you can verify for sure that the ass was on them. I don't know how you're going to do that, but imagine calling up one of these celebrities. Miss Streisand, I'm sorry to bother you, but has your ass ever been on an antique? What?
Don't you ever call me again, you pervert. I'll have you arrested.
How do you verify that an antique toilet seat is authentic? You make a prank call. That's right. That's how you verify it.
Woo!
Prank callers. You hire somebody to make all these calls, you know. All right, InnerSight. I wouldn't recommend it, though. You might get in trouble with the law. Be with you Monday, man or glad. InnerSight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our InnerSight number is 631-224-3090. So leave us a message. You want to yell at us? Go ahead. That don't bother me. I don't care what people think about me. It's what I think of myself that counts. Yeah. Good philosophy. Thank you so much. Hope you had some fun. All in fun. Don't take us seriously on this show. Only during the week. On the comedy frolics, don't take it seriously. Want to thank all our friends keeping the show on the air. We appreciate it. InnerSight. Goodbye, world. Woo!